I am humored by the emotional back and forth of Gamecock fans who, like, now everything is right and everything is hunky-dory and now we have a running game. And last week the sky was falling and the only thing that changed was the opponent. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we talked about that last week. Listen, we don't have a running game yet. As seen, we had a running game, versus Charlotte. That's what we had a running game against. That we were expected to do that. If you didn't come into that game thinking you're going to be able to run the ball down their throats, then you have more problems than we see on the surface. So no, I would say they're very delusional in that fact. What I said that South Carolina can get out of this game is building confidence in individuals, individuals' performance that they can do something at this level that they've been trying to do, that they get some more reps under their belt, more confidence. But does that mean South Carolina has an identity yet? Absolutely not.
Tim Frisbee joining us here on the show this afternoon. The big news today is the game is getting moved up. South Carolina State moved up from Saturday until up to Thursday, which is cool. They get to play the game, etc. First things first, Jim, Tim, on this matchup, what do you want to see in this game?
Well, you would like to see, more vertical threats down the field. Okay, we've worked on the running game. We've established that, yes, against, teams like Charlotte, teams, I would suppose, like South Carolina State, you're going to be able to run the ball. So let's start. I'd like to see a mix of more of the passing game in that. Unfortunately, what we're probably going to do is see a replay of that Charlotte game where we're going to run the ball down their throats. Well, we're supposed to be able to do that, and we should be able to do that. So I don't know how much more you get out of the game. So hopefully they're going to implement some more of the vertical passing game and see if we can get downfield some and boost some performance levels from receivers and get them reps and get them believing that they can do that in SEC competition.